This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has issued $1.3 million in grant funding for the cleanup of illegal trespass grow sites in the region. State Assemblymember Jim Wood backed a budget measure that created the Cannabis Restoration Grant Program that was included by Governor Brown in the state budget. That $1.5 million will be used to kick off the cleanup effort. $64,000 will go to the Whitethorn Grove cleanup, $94,000 will go to the Bull Creek cleanup effort on the Eel River, and $1 million will go to the Integral Ecology Research Center in Blue Lake. The sheriff's office is searching for a missing Spanish man who is believed to have suffered a mental health crisis yesterday morning in Carlotta. Ivan Linan is in his 40s and was riding in a car with another person yesterday when he suddenly demanded to be let out and then began assaulting the driver. When the vehicle stopped near mile marker 12 on Route 36, he fled from the car and into a nearby wooded area. He was wearing a black winter coat and dark-colored waterproof pants, and he has brown reddish hair and a beard. The sheriff's search and rescue team searched the area this morning, but Linan remains missing. The city of Arcata will host a special city council meeting on Monday at the D Street Neighborhood Center, and the agenda items will be a discussion surrounding the future of the McKinleyville statue in the plaza and a plaque on the Jacoby Storehouse that honors the building as a National Historic Landmark and includes the words, "A refuge in time of Indian troubles." No final decision on either item will be made at the meeting, but it's a first step to move the discussion to City Council chambers and could lead to official action in the future. The Sheriff's Office has issued a press release in honor of former Humboldt County Sheriff Gene Cox, who was shot and killed in the line of duty on this date in 1982, just days before he was scheduled to retire. Cox was known as the sheriff who didn't carry a gun, and he had gone to a trailer park to assist in a dispute between the tenant and the park manager. That tenant, Clarence McCutcheon, was armed with a rifle and shot and killed Sheriff Cox before he was then shot and fatally wounded by Eureka police. Cade Chandler has pleaded guilty to two felony counts of gross vehicular manslaughter and one count of misdemeanor driving under the influence, and he was sentenced to 1 year in jail, 10 years of supervised probation, 1,000 hours of community service, and a 3-year ban on driving at a sentencing hearing yesterday. Chandler was driving when he lost control of a pickup, and the resulting collision killed Kendra Lewis and Savannah Kindred. The coroner's office has identified 28-year-old Shelter Cove resident Martin Arredondo as the victim in a single-vehicle collision near Shelter Cove early Friday morning. Arredondo was driving when he lost control of the pickup and it rolled down a steep embankment. He was ejected from the truck and suffered fatal injuries. Several other passengers suffered minor injuries, and impairment has not been ruled out as a factor. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.